Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Yeah! That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Who's ready for the weekend?
Me.
Why, what have you been doing all week? Oh, just making us sound like the best radio show on the web. That's all.
Ah, geez.
What do you do? That's it. Not much.
Having fun.
High pressure, man. You know, like I said, make you sweat bullets every day here.
No. You think so?
No, that's because you're not in one of those states with medical cannabis, are you?
No, we're not like Washington or Colorado yet, but
all right.
But
so you're not
medical marijuana
cool.
is legal here.
You're not that cool, but
unless the feds show up, and then you're in trouble.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's going to be the coming dilemma for the Obama administration. What are they going to do with these states? Is it going to get out of hand, or will they send in?
They have blinked so far. Yeah. But we'll see what happens.
We shall see. Hey, Friday. I know we want to go light and happy and airy. I know that a lot of people are going to be going to holiday parties this weekend too, because it's that Christmas, Hanukkah holiday party season. And one of the things I'll talk to Dr. Frank King about, because it is the healing revolution today, maybe yes, some hangover helper or relief or something for people.
Ooh, hangovers, yeah.
You know, oh, you right
any,
away.
Any way to avoid
that.
A hangover? You know, I haven't had a hangover in a long time, yeah. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
You know, I reached a point where I kind of learned my limit, you know, and I don't know. Alcohol doesn't have the same attraction that it used to, but... Man, if there's a way to avoid a hangover, and Dr. King's got something, I think we need to listen to that.
Yeah, I think we'll get to it. Now, speaking of a hangover, and this one relates to drugs, this is a deadly story, deadly hangover, and I apologize, I don't want to bring anybody down, but, you know, we like to make fun of medical pundits in the media, don't we? Like, especially the medical doctors, like, we've even made fun of Sanjay Gupta before on CNN.
We have,
you
know, yes.
He's a brain surgeon, but... He didn't know not to take Tylenol for the flu. That's why, you know, it's right. Like, okay, we're going to point it out, right? He should know. But listen, when he does good work, and when any of these guys and gals out there do good work, we do acknowledge it, I think, as well. We're fair about that. And I think there was recently, we did cover a CNN story, but Gupta's got another one out. This is amazing. This relates to the so-called painkiller drugs, the OxyContins, oxycodones. And, you know, we knew it was bad, but in Kentucky... Who knew it was this bad? They're saying now that a whole generation of parents, young parents, are dying. I hadn't heard about this. You got orphaned children now, orphaned by what? FDA-approved medication. The children are alive, but the parents die because they're in the generation that kind of embraced totally this idea that the medical doctors... actually knew what they were doing, and that being prescribed drugs was no big deal, just a normal thing. Our whole life we're on drugs.
Like you know what we're seeing happen here, Robert, is we're seeing the sorry for the pun, but the side effect of what we've been talking about for years.
Yeah.
I mean, when you come out with a figure, when you're saying, you know, the number of people that are dying every year from prescription drugs, and according to, you know, death by modern medicine, I mean, we're talking about deaths up to 700,000-800,000 people a year.
Yes.
Obviously, there's going to be some fallout from that. And, you know, we've been talking about this number for years. People have denied it. People have said, oh, you guys are just, you know, yeah, you guys are conspiracy theorists. There's no way that's happening. No. And unfortunately, you know, we don't like to have to say, I told you so. Mm. We don't. We want to. If there was a way for us to be wrong, that would be great. I wish the things that we talked about were not true, but this is what's happening.
There'd be a lot more people alive if we were wrong about this, and we would like that, but it's not happening. And here Sanjay Gupta is doing good work. I'm amazed that they're allowing him to cover this story in Kentucky. Listen to this. There's a county up there called Rock Castle, and there's only 16,000 people in the county. And this Nancy Hale, she's an anti-drug activist and educator. She says they've been losing a person a week. She says we were losing a whole generation of people there. Rockcastle County and neighboring areas in eastern Kentucky, these kids are living without parents. According to 2010 census data, more than 86,000 children in Kentucky are being raised by someone who is not their biological parent, mostly grandparents, and primarily because... prescription drugs.
Wow.
Where's Rand Paul? We got to get Senator Rand Paul on here eventually to talk about
this. We need to get him to address this for sure. Yeah.
This is absolutely, absolutely amazing. As bad as I've ever covered these drug things. Now, when it becomes more on a local level, you can describe it. It seems to become more real. Right? And we talk about 780,000 or more Americans dying. It's sort of an abstract number. You know, that number you can't relate to. But when you see one person dying a week in a community of 16,000, primarily due to drugs, pain-killing drugs, I mean, this kid, let's see, this kid, he's 16. Also in Rockcastle, his father overdosed on OxyContin when he was 7. And then his mother dies. Where's Dick Durbin?
It's like, what do you say to that? I mean,
where is Dick Durbin?
Shocking.
I mean, they are crying about supplements that are killing no one except if you're abusing it and really having to go overboard. Here you've got people that are taking it according to prescription and becoming addicted, of course. And, of course, it destroys their liver as well. We know that they tie in the acetaminophen Tylenol into this, and that's another big problem. But where is Brycon, Kentucky, and I know Rand Paul was a proponent of this, the legalizing of hemp production, right? And even cannabis.
Right.
What would we do if they had the ability to deal with pain through food, through plants, through dietary supplements? You would actually be allowed to know it. But let's hear Sanjay Gupta set the stage on this story, because it is shocking. You want to hear this. We're not making it up.
My mother started off, you know, with back pain, started off, you know, just taking pills for that. And eventually it got worse and developed into other drugs.
A prescription for back pain leads to dependence and eventually an overdose.
We were just sick and tired of going to funerals. We were sick and tired of having kids come in and not being able to sit through physics class because they were worried about mom who had overdosed or dad had been arrested. So we were, you know, like, what can we do? How can we help these families?
Do we go to the FDA and demand that drug money be used to help raise orphans? You know, kids that whose parents were killed by the drugs that they approve? It's not likely to happen. And it echoes similarity in the autism debate and issue. Because all of these parents that relied upon the FDA and the CDC to say that the vaccines are safe, now these parents are alive that have autistic kids, but what happens when those parents are gone? There's nobody to take care of. I mean, at least these kids are semi-functional, and they have other family members. But the disaster... I'm bummed out. I don't want to be bummed out on a Friday, but this is a pretty intense story of reality.
Well, listen, it is an intense story. It's important that we get this stuff out there. And we've been, like I was referring to earlier, we have been talking about this problem. We've seen this problem coming for a very long time. These numbers, the effects have all been basically under the radar for the most part. People haven't seen what it is that we've seen coming. But now, you know, fortunately, somebody like Sanjay Gupta, he's bringing this stuff to light. The last thing he did was on CNN was about prescription overdoses. So he's got this thing. He's focused on prescription drugs right now, which is great. I mean, you even got Bill Clinton coming out talking about how people are taking too many pills.
Yes.
So now we're starting to see the effects. It's unfortunate that we have to see this happening at this point. So while it's a bummer and it's a downer to talk about this stuff, I think where we find the hope now is in the solution. Now, where does Sanjay Gupta go with this? What do they see the solution as being? Unfortunately, I don't see them going, hey, we need to stop taking prescription drugs and look for something different. They're going to probably take a look at other things like, let's put more legislation into place.
Let's put more
control, mechanisms into, getting drugs and prescribing drugs and stuff. So, I guess the way we can find something positive in this story is that now that it's been made mainstream, now that we see the symptoms of the problem of prescription drugs being brought to light and being put front and center on CNN, now maybe we can wake a few more people up and we can show them that there is a solution, Robert.
Yeah, and it's like the nurse that complained to me that, oh my gosh, you were exaggerating about Tylenol deaths. It's like, why is anybody bothering to defend this FDA-approved drug genocide? I mean, literally, wiping out entire generation of parents. These are the young parents that grew up in the era of drugs, whose parents or grandparents had already abandoned nature, had already abandoned the natural herbal world. And, you know, these kids are going to grow up without parents because of the FDA and the entire drug culture. Fine, I don't know. Maybe this is a guilt thing for Sanjay Gupta to say, guys, I can't go on a day longer. If you don't let me cover the story, I'll quit. I don't know. Because obviously this doesn't shine a positive light on that which advertises heavily in the mainstream media news cycle. So, you know, they can't be real pleased about this coming out. And as you said, Superdon, they're not going to go where we go in terms of, we know there are botanical, homeopathic, and other energetic solutions for this, for pain. I mean, heck, the right frequency. Why not? For all the money that is wasted on death, mayhem, and drug addiction, how many Rife machines could we put out in the world, in America, to address pain? But no, sure. It's not even on the radar, speaking of energy. It's not anywhere, much less increase omega-3 essential fats, reducing the pain, or the cannabis.
Yeah, that would it's unfortunate. And it's very frustrating, because what you're going to do is you're going to see people, and we know this because we've watched this for years. They're going to say, wow, this is a horrible story. What a terrible problem. You know, there's taking painkillers and stuff. And they're going to, at the same time, still be stuck in that thought process where it's, that's all there is. There is no other way. Drugs are the way to go. So how do we regulate the drugs more, not get rid of the drugs?
No, I know. It's all about regulation. Well, let's see where they go with this promotional clip from Sanjay Gupta.
Kentucky is the fourth most medicated state in the nation, and it has the sixth highest rate of overdose deaths. In one county alone,
half of the kids have no parent in the home whatsoever. So now we're seeing many raised by great-grandparents, because we've lost an entire generation of young people. And, you know, the kids are really the ones paying the biggest price.
What are you doing about this? What are you doing about this? Do you know anybody on these drugs? And isn't it a moral imperative at this point to basically back down all of the DEA ban on botanicals that could reduce pain, like cannabis and other dietary supplements? Isn't it a moral imperative, Dick Durbin, to back your ass down and stop this attack on the things that would actually help people and not kill them? I ask you. Give us a call. What do you think? Are you in Kentucky? I want to hear from you. This is a shocking turn to a story that, it's like I said, we've been covering for a long time, but making it personal now. In Kentucky there. 866-939-BELL. We got a short segment before we bring on Dr. King. We're going to be talking about a lot of other things because it's the holiday time. Also, there's word that Primatene Mist is not coming back on the market, so we will talk
go figure.
Asthma. Asthma with Dr. King as well. And then we've got lots more healing to go before we full on the weekend, okay? This is the Robert Scott Bell Show on Natural News Radio. Thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, let's step back a little and look at the real big issues that are facing us as a planet. Yes, planetary survival depends on this. Now that we've solved the fiscal cliff, of course, we talked about the drugs that were being used in last segment. I'm sure that's taken care of now because we've made it aware and Sanjay Gupta is dealing with it. What is Congress doing? I mean, they are the responsible lot in all of the universe.
That's
They're
right.
taking care of the big, big, big issues.
Upholding their oath and following the Constitution,
right.
They are now addressing something that is extremely important to the survival of this country.
Yep. And what is it? Hair straightening products.
What?
No, I'm not kidding. Congress is taking up the issue of the danger of hair straightening products. And
oh, interesting.
We do know, and we've mentioned it before, that yeah, these are toxic chemicals people are putting on their head. Not good.
Yes,
but do we need
true.
An act of Congress to come in here when the acts of Congress prior have absolutely facilitated that and much worse? All right. I'm saying is that where the problem is? Is that where the problem is going to be solved? No. What about the people actually utilizing it? I think Chris Rock had something to say about this recently.
Relax is the chemical that will take a black woman's hair from this and change it into this.
It's kind of like a torture session.
Could you tell us how dangerous Relaxer is?
Sodium hydroxide will burn through your skin.
So that can's got a good turn.
This whole side was
yes.
burnt off, and that's how the asymmetrical look came in with salt and pepper.
So you saying your hair is addicted to Relaxer?
I am on the creamy crack.
Creamy crack.
Oh, my gosh. It takes Chris Rock, a comedian.
Creamy crack?
Yes, that's what they're calling
wow.
it. I mean, it's sodium hydroxide, which is lye, which is yeah, right. can burn through your skin if it's too not diluted. Of course, formaldehyde, big problem with these right. hair straighteners.
Right.
And Chris Rock was looking at it in terms of the culture, because so many black women seemingly don't like the afro hair. So they're taking right. this body image, just like, you know, the Barbie dolls telling all girls that they have to look like a Barbie doll.
Right.
And so this hair straightening, and evidently it's not just one culture that's doing this, but it's across the board. But the idea of putting these toxic chemicals in your head, not good. We don't support it. But do we really need an act of Congress? Now, here's
well,
a big
apparently.
Question.
Apparently.
Apparently. Here's a big yeah. question. Because on the GMO issue, we might say we might need an act of Congress, although as we talked about it with John Rappaport, the real solution was on the localist of local levels, like Marin County, Mendocino County in California. They banned it because even on the state level, there was so much corruption they couldn't ban, much less label GMOs. Now, GMOs are different because you could be poisoned by it without your knowing. At least with hair care products, you can choose not to use them, and if you don't use them, it doesn't affect you in the same way or direct way as if you don't use GMO products. You still might use GMO products because of the way it intoxicates the rest of the planet. And, of course, the cross-pollination and the genetic drift basically blowing into the organic farms. That was, by the way, the documentary Good Hair by Chris Rock. And he took a real intense, honest look at the use of these hair straightening products. So not a mild issue. And I think there are chemical homeopathic reversal remedies, too, because we've got formaldehyde and different additive formulas that we can use in homeopathic form, etc. So it's not like the end of the world. But seriously, ladies, if you're using these hair straightening products, you risk cancer, much less temporary acute toxicity and burns to the scalp by utilizing this. But come on, Congress. Really?
Formaldehyde.
Yeah.
I mean, is that some naturally occurring thing that is in nature?
Well, listen, there are varying degrees of a lot of these chemicals, but when they're put together in this way, like we've
talked, embalming fluid.
It is embalming fluid. Like we've talked about aspartame, formaldehyde, one of the ingredients, formic acid, one of the ingredients. These things are broken down into that from that. So they're taking these components, putting them together, and they break back down in the body. Here, it's actually in that point. No breakdown necessary. It'll absorb through the skin immediately. So why not go back to the botanicals, Ayurvedic herbs, different things that you can utilize? That's where the natural products industry is excelling, those that have integrity. They're not using these toxic chemicals. Yet we got to worry, Dick Durbin, about going after supplements that might say, oh my gosh, they cure cancer, as opposed to these hair care products or these drugs that we talked about, killing parents, generations of parents now, and allowing kids to be orphaned due to FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. Listen, we got to take a break. Dr. Frank King's coming up next on the Healing Revolution Friday. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
All right, on the count of three,
here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
We are going to start a revolution, okay?
The revolution will be broadcast.
Woo!
Say you want a revolution, well, you know.
Yes, we all want to change the world. In fact, we are. Why? Because Dr. King is here. It is officially time for the healing revolution. Dr. Frank King.
Brother Roberto, my brother from another mother.
I love it that you got that theme song going now, and you've had it. I've been calling you for years, and a lot of times that'll play on your cell phone, which is great. But we had to bring it out for everybody. Officially, the Healing Revolution thing, theme song for Dr. King now.
Well, it has become the official name of the book, mm-hmm. and the first book, and it's all about empowering the people. It's all about equipping people with the real power to heal.
Yes.
It is yours, as you have so well said. We got to get you in the book here on that one. It's really about, you know, the real true powers that we can change our genes. We can change the way we live. We might have been born on the wrong side of the tracks with our lot in life. But, you know, the beautiful thing is, and what all the whole genomic project and epigenomics and genetics and all these things have really come up with is we can change our genes. We might have been dealt a bad hand, mm-hmm. but the essentials of life is really what this is all about, this book. And if we apply those, from engaging the power of the human spirit to engaging the power of what we choose to eat and getting back to our genetic code of what's good for us. And really what they found is that drugs actually activate bad gene expressions.
Mm-hmm.
In nature, anything natural is what nurtures us. It activates our good gene expressions. And so we can head off this pandemic of chronic degenerative diseases that's wiping us out as a nation, as a world, as a globe. We can change that by how what we choose, that we choose to eat good natural foods. We choose to exercise. We choose to get some Dr. Sunshine. We choose to get commune with nature. We choose how to sleep well. In the hands-on techniques that we teach our people really puts lifestyle on steroids.
Yes.
And really empowers people in a very gifted way. You know, because we're all designed for touch. Children that aren't touched, you know, have failure to thrive. They begin to degenerate while they're still in their diapers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you remember the old psychology test of the B.F. Skinner. Remember, that was horrible to read about, the raising his own child and then testing these monkeys as well on like mesh chain monkeys or something versus those that actually had this some sort of sensorial comfort. Right? How much that human touch is made corrupt by, I say, a twisted psychology and culture. I mean, the psychiatric profession itself is converted from a talk therapy. If you've got a problem, let's talk about it. Let's work through these emotions to the point now where they literally want to drug you for anything and everything. And any human or childhood emotion is a disease, evidently.
Yeah. You know, and failure to thrive comes from failure to touch, to failure to hug. Have you gotten your minimum daily requirements of hugs in?
Mm.
We're such special beings. We're designed to thrive on love and touch and compassion. When you look at the what they call the blue zones in the world, where people are living long, healthy lives, not falling into the traps of chronic degenerative diseases that's plaguing our society, we find that these people around the world, what do they have in common? And they have strong power of community. They have such great support in relationships, healthy, whole, giving, thriving relationships together. In today's modern world, you know, we're putting on a party here this Friday.
Hey, where's my invitation?
It's for our neighbors.
All right.
This is just our neighbors, even though you're
the local yokel party for Dr. King.
Yeah, local boys.
Yeah.
Our local coon hunters and
all that.
We live in the country and we hear the coon dogs at night. They're out there. We got black bear and coyotes, and we hear a little roar in the woods and the rustling. We know what it is. We hear the howling of the coyotes. You know, that's part of communing with nature.
Are they all coming to the party, coyotes and everything?
Oh, we hope so. I got me some night vision goggles because you don't really see them much in the daytime.
Right. They come out at night. We need some extra sensory perception going on. You mentioned the communities as well, the whole idea of long, healthy lives, vitamin L. We always talk about the love that needs to be flowing. But remember also the cellular community, our own cells, how much we disabuse ourselves of our knowledge or their knowledge, in fact, by taking, for instance, drugs and other things that suppress the communication tool to tell us, hey, you're going a little bit off here. Let's bring it back to center. And, you know, what we do with the Healing Revolution, what you do there is literally helping to open the communication lines of the body back up.
That's all so true, Robert. You know, our bodies are disengaging. It's interesting, Robert. You know, it's what you do in the macro on the outside has a holographic effect. What I mean by that, it has an effect also on the inside of our bodies. When we disengage in relationships, in the value, in the depth, in the meaning, in the fulfillment that can come from good, healthy relationships, and there's a whole chapter on relationships in this book. It's one of the eight essentials to good, great health and a great life. And, you know, when we disengage on the outside with relationships, that has an effect on the inside of our bodies. And as you so insightfully stated, you know, our bodies begin to disengage in our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, within the liver communicating with the spleen, and the thyroid talking to the pituitary or to the reproductive system, or the adrenals communicating, you know, to keep us in our peaceful state. Or do they spin out and all of a sudden we find ourselves, you know, irritable and in anxiety? So these are all so vital. You know, as we improve our communications on the outside and communications with our spouses and our children and our neighbors, we don't want to lose in our busyness of life, for example, because we have our neighbor party.
Mm-hmm.
We want to stay engaged. And our neighbors are really cool people. We got Henry, who's this guy is one of the smartest people I ever met. He's in his upper 70s. He goes out and coon hunts through at all night. My wife got me the local bumper sticker. It says, "Coon hunters do it all night."
Oh,
I don't know what she meant by that. But,
oh, okay.
You know,
yeah,
but I didn't put it on my truck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of made it gave us all a chuckle and with our friends. But this is a man who has really touched, you know, nature. And he understands nature. And he knows how to commune with nature.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, those are people, if anybody has somebody like that they can connect with, it's a lost art.
Oh,
these are people that live off the land, that many generations of accumulated knowledge that is vital for us to make sure it does not get lost in our new generations that we've gone to the artificial lifestyle.
Dr. King, I can't overemphasize what you just said, how important that is to find somebody who has that kind of generational ancestral knowledge that was not lost, but it was regained, and find a way to spark it in your kids if you can't do it for yourself, because we are desperately going to need to. And I'm talking plan ahead. Yesterday on the show, Dr. King, I went really in depth as to the predictions of the National Intelligence Council about, they're talking economic collapse of America by 2030. Now, I'm not a doom and gloomer. I think we could actually be very, let's say, positive about what that means. That means people like you just mentioned, your neighbor, are going to be the most valuable members of society to help us all reconnect with the land, begin to grow our own food now, not later, and just eliminate our dependence on these foreign corporations who are not feeding us, but they're poisoning us.
Yes. You know, it's an inseparable relationship. And if we try to separate ourselves, you know, you just try to go without oxygen for, you know, try 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I bet you can't do it. You try to go without water for 3 days, you die. You take certain nutrients out of your diet, you will die. People don't realize they're not islands. You know, we can only go so far away from the nature that sustains us. And that is so vital, what you're saying. And not that we all need to go back and live off the land, but we at least need to spend some time where we're supposed to belong.
Mm-hmm.
Get some time out in nature. Go on hikes. Get your walking in daily. Keep your meant to move. And activities is one of the other chapters. It's all about we've got to move. Move it or lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us have gotten into a stagnant, inactive lifestyles. And that's causing tissue sludge. And it's causing causing congestion and constipation throughout all of our
systems. Dr. King, could I ask you, there was a big article just came out through PharmaLot that talked about Congress barring a comeback for Primatene Mist. And you're talking about sludge. I think of the lungs, too. You mentioned oxygen. So many people relied on over-the-counter Primatene Mist until it was banned because they said, oh, it was doing something to the ozone layer. Whether that is real or not, the reality is Congress said, nuh-uh, you ain't bringing Primatene Mist back. I want people to know, before we have to take a break, how vitally accessible the lung, asthma, bronchitis, all of those remedies are in homeopathy, and we have them available through King Bio.
Yes, matter of fact, it's really kind of strange. The government would not even allow them to sell their excessive inventory that they had.
Right.
So they're having to eat all their inventory, pretty much wipe them out, shut them down. And it's, here's the issue, the same inhalers that are being sold through prescription with your doctor are still having the same factors that are affecting the ozone.
Yeah.
So why is that is kind of a mystery. But the issue is I see this as a major shift going on from drugs like these that could save your life.
Yes.
And that's all great. But it's not correcting the causes.
Right.
That's all part of our disconnection theme that we have going on here is we're just trying to temporarily force your body to breathe, but you know, we're never looking any further past our nose to see what are the causes here. Why do I have these asthma attacks? Mm-hmm. Let's start analyzing and looking throughout. Maybe it's beyond my lungs.
Yeah, that's a very important point, Dr. King. We had to take a quick break here, but I want to remind everybody, if you're worried that there's no Primatene Mist for you, worry no longer, because there's an asthma symptom relief available from King Bio. I've got it linked up in the show notes. You can go to kingbio.com directly or give them a call at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. We will indulge in some holiday, more holiday discussion and remedies to address and get us through all of the fanfare and fun coming up after the break with Dr. Frank King right here on The Healing Revolution.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. Ahira's probiotics. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, before we get in fully into the whole holiday festivities and all the things that may challenge our health through this time of the year, Dr. King, I want to do a follow-up a little bit more on the asthma discussion because, as we said, Congress said no to Primatene Mist. That's done. It's over. As we've discussed, I think, for a couple of years here, the fact is we've got the King Bio remedies for any asthma situations. But the bigger picture, as you brought up, rightfully so, Dr. King, the whole underlying cellular, dysfunction that occurs before you even get to the asthma that needs to be corrected as well.
That's right. You know, we can always suppress the symptoms, and let me tell you, it could save lives. So that's great for an emergency situation. You have your prescription rescue inhalers. That's great. We need to save lives out there. But also, along with that, we need to fix the causes still behind this. Robert, if all we do is continue to suppress the symptoms, we end up sweeping more under this rug, and we end up creating more problems, and we're sending it deeper into our body, the real causes. And that's what the natural approach, that's what homeopathy is all about, is actually correcting the causes. It's very specific. And so we have an asthma formula that works over 65% of the people, has been our experience, that have asthma respond very beautifully immediately to the asthma formula. Now, the other higher percentages will respond to what we call two other products in our asthma trilogy. Mm-hmm. That's our 911 stress control,
yes,
and our allergies formula. And, the allergies hay fever formula is a great remedy as well. So between the allergies hay fever, the 911 stress control, and the asthma control, you are addressing the three primary causes behind asthma. And then we guide people even further in case there might be some hidden toxicities and where to go and other specific mental, emotional stresses and factors as well. So we can continue to guide as well as direct people even to physicians that can take it even further to make sure we're putting all the pieces back together again.
Oh, absolutely. That's why it's a comprehensive approach that is distinct and different from just the Primatene Mist gets you out of crisis mode, which, as I said, we acknowledge there's a role for that. But the difference is the healing revolution takes you all the way, takes you to where you're eliminating the entire condition. And,
yes.
And again, that's why it's so much fun to do this with you every week, because the people that are contacting us are just ecstatic and excited and happy. It's like, my goodness, I'm getting my life back. I no longer have to live in fear or that I would never overcome these things.
Yes, we're all about empowering people. You don't have to be a victim in this world. There are the answers, there are the guidelines, there are the directions out there to really, and I encourage everyone to start looking deeper, to start seeking causes behind any issues in your life. Every stumbling block can be turned into a stepping stone. Mm-hmm. Every problem has an answer attached to it. We just need to open our eyes and start looking around us and start seeking causes. There's a reason for everything. Mm. And so we begin to look deeper, and we get out of a very limited system and start opening up into a very resourceful universe of opportunities for each and every one of us.
Now, let me ask you this. Can we figure out, this is probably one of the most mysterious cause diseases of the holidays. It's called the holiday hangover. I wonder what causes that.
Well, the more proactive we become, the more preventative we become, mm-hmm. the more empowered we become. And so in this scenario, as we dive into the holidays, I don't know about you, but I haven't gained any weight yet this holiday season. And because, yeah, I've enjoyed a couple cookies and enjoyed a little bit of eggnog. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the issue is if we can just stay empowered and in control, you don't need to be overeating and starting to feel the heartburn that's telling you, oh, I'm eating too much. I'm eating more than what my body wants right now. Listen to your body. I mean, develop a relationship with your body. That's what natural healing is really all about, is getting tuned in, learning to understand the place you live here. This is your temple. This is your sanctuary. This is your vital life earth suit that you got, and you want to make sure you don't damage it. You want to make sure you don't abuse it. If you were walking on the moon, you would want to take good care of your suit. You don't want to rip it and lose your oxygen, mm-hmm. you know, lose some of your vital things that space suit is protecting you from. The same, we should need to take care of ourselves, and that is what really the healing revolution is all about, is we don't live blindly. We don't live in ignorance. We can begin to live with wisdom and insight and knowledge, and power comes. That power follows that. Mm-hmm. And so with this, we can begin to touch in and know, realize there's certain foods that I know by listening to my body and how I feel afterwards, I don't need to eat. There are certain people that I know I don't care to communicate very long with them. I don't care to give them an ear. I don't care to get caught up in the gossip. I don't care to get caught up in their anger issues or their negativities. That's going to pull me down.
You don't want to be kissing them under the mistletoe.
Yeah. Well, I want to send them some love, and I want to plant some positive seeds. And I just say, you know what? I don't care to hear about those things.
But Dr. King, what you're talking about is making conscious choices about things that will either lift you up, uplift you, make you feel good, give you, you know, more health and vitality, or choices that will detract from that, will degenerate, will withdraw or draw energy away from you.
That's right. You know, this is the holiday season. It is all about food, family, friends, connections, giving. Yes, it's not that I'm not talking about being totally self-involved here. I'm talking about I'm going to protect my earth suit.
Yes.
I'm going to protect my sanctuary. I'm going to still love people, touch people, help lift people, help seed positive things for people, help encourage people. All that is there, but I'm not going to let, you know, when they're getting into a tailspin, I'm not going to crash and burn with them.
Right, exactly. And that, these are good powers of rightful discrimination, you know, as we go along. Now, many of us grew up, didn't know about these things, and were victimized by choices we didn't even know were our choices. And so, we're challenged now to bring that responsibility back in where it belongs with each of us, and also to teach our kids that they have that responsibility to make those choices that are better than we even made. And I think that's the highest gift we can give them as well, to teach them from our own, let's say, ignorance throughout childhood or other areas of our life, or maybe we've been arrogant in our lives. And I'm just speaking in a general, broad, general term, but I'm sure we've all been there. And this is part of, again, the healing revolution, and we're trying our level best to impart that on our children.
That's right. And we're here to encourage and build great relationships, healing relationships. And we're here to help either help lift people up out of negative spins that's going to cause them to crash and burn. And we're all about that. But there's a free will. There's a free choice here that everyone has to make. And it could go so far. You can hang out with an angry person and you'll take on their ways. Or you can help turn that angry person around if they're ready. If they're not ready, then you can, you know, love and let it go. You know, tough love, maybe. Yeah, but you share ways that you can know to help them in a very gentle and caring way. But you also, and sometimes they need, you know, a little stronger encouragement, mm-hmm. a little shaking up. maybe in a sense, in a non-literal sense.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course. And of course, we talk about succussing our children, right?
Yeah, that's what love is all about. And we have, and if you want to stay on, the, you know, you don't want to die, crash and burn in a, as a victim. You want to lift as a victor. Mm-hmm. And that is really the beauty of the season. So there's remedies that help this really quite a bit. And some of our best remedies, hey, if you got overeating and you can't, you just start craving more and more sweets and more food, and you can begin with the appetite and weight control product. That is a great way to help keep your hormones and your appetite in sync, as well as your metabolism in sync. Mm-hmm. There's ways to make sure we're doing all the other good things. Don't throw exercise out the window in the holidays. Make sure we stay well on our routines that our body needs, the natural things that feed our genes, our good genes, and getting your rightful amount of sleep, getting a balance of love and attention and touch. And all these things are very, very vital. Get some sunshine on our shorter days here that we're going into. You know, Dr. Sunshine is so important for our vitamin D and for, you know, maintaining our immune systems and our well-being and our good positive behavior. You know, we don't fall into seasonal adaptive disorders. We right. take time out in our lunch to go get some sunshine if we're inside all day. These are all positive, great things people can do. Take our 911 stress control, maybe to prevent feeling burnout. Take our 911 burnout formula. Look
and Dr. King, I was sort of joking, but not, about the holiday hangover. There are some of our listeners that will behave badly, you know, in the holidays, and they end up, oh my gosh, I don't feel so good in the morning. There are actually remedies for that.
Yes, you know, and I always say there's always a time to have a party in that sense, but responsibly. There is. The alcohol formula is really a great product to help hangover relief. It's great for not only the hangover, but take it beforehand, and it helps prevent people that have a tendency to overconsume, mm-hmm. and you can gain greater control. If you can't stop after a few drinks, then you know you want to start on this product ahead of time.
Absolutely. So if you're thinking about it, holiday parties this week, this weekend coming up, get out there and get some King Bio, some relief from the overindulgence, as well as all the other remedies we've talked about here. Remember, 800-543-3245. You can go around the country, wherever you are listening. You're likely to find King Bio remedies in your local health food store. Also, encouraging you to encourage your health care providers to access the professional line of products as well that King Bio has that are very unique and open up whole new horizons of healing remedies that a lot of docs are still not aware of. So that's another aspect of this. Doctors out there, give Dr. King and the family out there a call at 800-543-3245. We just got about a minute before we got to wrap, Dr. King. Any other holiday tips before we launch into the weekend revolution?
I just say enjoy the holidays. Enjoy the uplifting spirit that they can bring for all of us. This is a special, special time that hopefully it can be a spiritual enlightening and rewarding and fulfilling time of year. And if we walk proactively in it and through it, we begin the new year. You know, hopefully you can start your new year's resolutions now.
Yes.
You know, every day is a new day. And so we can always consider resetting and reprogramming and preparing ourselves for a greater day,
beautiful,
a greater week, a greater month, a greater year, a greater life.
Dr. King, thank you for all your uplifting messages here. The Healing Revolution continues long after the time we're on the air. In fact, there are loads of archives. You can listen to Dr. King and catch up on all the latest and greatest because it does not expire. That's the beauty of this. So, Dr. King, thank you as well. We all have a wonderful weekend coming up. In the meantime, we're just here to remind you that the power to heal is
yours.
Thank you, my friend.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What happened?
Oh, my goodness.
Is Santa all right?
Santa,
Santa fall through the roof?
Holy crap. Man, yeah, he fell right through the roof.
I thought you were starting us off on a happy note, Super Don, because yesterday was so intense. I thought, okay, he's cheering me up. He's got me a happy Santa Claus song. And what does Santa do? Fall through the roof.
Jumped out of the sled and apparently just went right through the roof.
Well, you got me. Santa's got to lose weight. Or maybe not. The United Press International, it's all the United Propaganda International, has got this story. Santa must lose weight, or must Santa lose weight? No, not if he's active. This is the controversial weight loss segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why not start with something that's so topical everybody will want to hear, because everybody wants to lose weight, and everybody needs to lose weight. Everybody should be on a weight loss diet pill, shouldn't they?
Well, especially this time of year, you see a lot of people doing that because they've got their New Year's resolutions coming up, right?
So they're taking the weight loss pills first? That could be a problem. We'll get into that. Well, what, you know, this is kind of a silly, I don't know if it's a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing here. They're talking of Santa, and it's like, oh, here's a good excuse. We can write an article to get people to lose weight, or maybe not. So they have him as a chubby guy. Why is Santa always a chubby guy? Do you kind of know that whole history?
I don't. He always has been, right?
I don't know. I think there are different cultures around the world have their version of St. Nick, and I don't think all of them are chubby like the one in the West. I think that happened as the implementation post-World War II of fast food. You know, we could blame McDonald's or something. Maybe?
Yeah, well, you know, how many McDonald's and Burger King and Jack in the Box commercials have you seen with Santa in them?
That's right. Santa could get there. He had a sleigh with reindeer that could get him wherever he needed to go. The drive-through, sure, no problem.
I don't know if the sleigh could go through the drive-through, though.
They had the fly-through. So, Kitchen. Beth, what a name for somebody who's an assistant
Kitchen.
Professor of nutrition, right?
Kitchen.
This is just like, you know, sometimes these names are just too perfect. Beth Kitchen, she's funny. Assistant professor of nutrition sciences at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, UAB. That's not the Roll Tide, Bama. That's a different one. That's Tuscaloosa. But she said on her health and wellness blog, the kitchen sink. Oh, isn't that cute? Studies show that fitness level is an important measure of someone's health, not just weight. So maybe a few extra pounds on the treasured icon aren't such a bad thing. You know, it isn't often, Super Don, that we go to the mainstream press and we read something like that and go, hey, I rather like that. I rather agree with that.
Yeah, it does happen.
You did trick me into doing something nice and starting happy, didn't you?
Hell yeah, no. I mean, but it's true. You know, it's not so much weight, and our society has become so focused on appearance. You know, that if you weigh such and such number of pounds and you're this high, you are obese. And I've always thought that was just absolutely ridiculous. The term obese, I think, has just been so many people get lumped into being obese when, you know, they're not obese. And it does not mean you're unhealthy because you have a few extra pounds. It's not so much what's on the outside. I know it's cliche, yes, but it's on the inside, right?
Look, you know, I'm going to be the guy that's really begging for scraps of food if I don't prepare for famine, because my body type is pretty lean now, partly because I'm just made that way, but another part of it is because I've chosen, you know, in my younger life to eat differently so that I wouldn't pack on the toxins. I wasn't even thinking of weight loss, but toxins, which we know jolly old Saint Nick, if he is obese, it's probably due to the additives, preservatives, colorings, and flavorings in the do they have Halloween candy at Christmas, or is this Christmas candy at Christmas?
Halloween candy? No.
Leftovers, right? Send them to Santa. Santa eats them.
There's plenty of Christmas goodies going around.
True. And you know, the whole theory is he goes down the chimney if he can fit, and then he eats somebody's milk and cookies. And, of course, the vast majority of the milk is not raw, not organic, not real. It's pasteurized. So that could be a problem if Saint Nick truly is obese. He's drinking pasteurized, homogenized, non-organic milk. Right. And if he's eating cookies that contain what? Refined flour, genetically modified, refined sugars, things like that, and even the sprinkly colorings, right? They have all kinds of food colorings. That's the thing about that show, Super Don. What is that show, the Greatest Baker or whatever that's called? Up in New Jersey, they have this reality show where...
There's a few of them. I don't remember what the original one was, but you know how reality shows are. You know, somebody comes out with one, and everybody comes out with
one. My wife just yelled from beyond the studio, Cake Boss, right?
Cake Boss. Yeah. That's actually a very cool show.
It is, but you know what really is... And it's amazingly creative. I grant them that. But it's just horrific when you realize how much refined, not only flour, but refined sugar. And even beyond that, what's worse is that every color... is coming out of the, you know, Sherwin-Williams paint store. I mean, you're eating these colorings that are known carcinogens, known excitotoxins, and it's like, when's the first organic baker going to be on there? Can they do an organic baking show, please?
Organic Cake Boss. There you go. That could be a new feature on News Radio or something.
You heard me, Mr. Cake Boss. Can we do an organic Cake Boss? Anyway, that's an aside. We're just trying to help out Santa Claus here. Talking seriously and gleefully and lightheartedly about a chubby Santa Claus. Now, I agree, and we've talked about this. It's like me. I'm the crazy health guy that says smoking is not the worst thing you can do, but smoking genetically modified, pesticide-laden, additive, you know, just chock full of tobacco cigarettes that are hardly tobacco, as I've said so many times. If you're going to smoke something that's real, that's a plant. Right. And I'm not engaged in saying, yes, that's going to be great for you. But certainly we look at perspective-wise. If you're going to eat a Cake Boss cake, let's make it a little bit more organic and a little less food coloring, okay?
Okay.
Every little step helps is my point. But I agree with this kitchen sink lady. What's her name? Beth Kitchen. That just being overweight is not unhealthy. It's about your metabolic functioning. You know, is your blood pressure, blood sugar, all of these things, are they regulated just fine? Right. And that is more critical. And, of course, if you carry a little extra poundage, you actually will do better than some of us who are super skinny or thin or wiry in the case that you have nothing to eat. You'll last a lot longer. Now, if it's toxic fat, that's different. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about indulging in good food to excess of your body's caloric needs. Yes, you might pack it on. But then again, there are times in history where we've had to survive long periods without food, and having a little extra is not so bad. That's why the 6-pack or 12-pack abs, they might be looking appealing from a certain perspective, might not be optimal for survival. And I think Mike Adams did an article about this a few weeks or maybe a month or so ago. That was somewhat controversial because a lot of people are all about the 6-pack. And, you know, I have at least an 18-pack.
Oh, well, geez. I think I have a 1-pack.
Well, yeah, the 1-pack, it's always very popular in certain, anyway.
Anyway, so yes, you know, I guess if Santa wanted to lose some weight, there are ways he could do it, but it's not necessary. You know, obviously eating a better diet, maybe cleaning things up and organic, getting more exercise, or, you know, I don't know, maybe he would be more inclined to take the shortcut, maybe try and take a pill.
Well, yeah, if he's pharmaceutically sponsored, yes, Santa Claus is now corporately sponsored. We can always put him on Ally McBeal. Remember that drug?
Ally,
Zenical. And here's as far as nasty drugs go, the whole lineage of the weight loss drugs like Fen-Phen and Redux, heart valve problems. I mean, deaths galore over this, just to lose a few percentage points of your body weight. And in fact, we know how to do that much simpler without a drug. But those that are relying on the drug, if you know anybody on Zenical, or Ally, depending on how you pronounce it, this is one of the worst. I mean, this seems this like ranks right up there with chemotherapy drugs.
Well, I'll tell you what. When we first talked about Ally, if you remember, this was maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah.
The thing that we talked about, we mocked kind of the situation because they were saying that, well, it helps you lose weight, blah, blah, blah. But the side effect, anal leakage.
No.
Yes.
It's the fake fat again? Do they add that to it? Olesko?
That's one of the side effects of Ally, but a couple of years later, we're finding something out.
Oh, yeah, it's getting much worse. There's a thing called Orlistat, which was originally approved. So that sort of goes like Olestra. So I'm sure there's some relationship there. But it's now OTC, and it is incredible in how it can increase the toxicity of anything, including other drugs. It's been linked to severe liver failure as opposed to mild liver failure. Have you heard of mild liver failure?
Failure is failure.
Yeah, exactly. Acute pancreatic failure and acute renal kidney failure. Now, how does this happen? How does this happen? The study showed that the drug is a potent inhibitor of carboxylesterase. Okay, carboxylesterase. And this is an enzyme which is a critical detox enzyme in the liver, kidney, and gastrointestinal tract. And when you stop that enzyme, the activity of the enzyme stops, man, everything gets 10 times, 100 times more toxic. I mean, this the FDA approves this?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is just a perfect example of when you don't do long-term studies and you put things on a fast track just to get it on the market, and then we find out years later that this is turning into another, what, Vioxx or something?
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm liking this Yan guy, this researcher that found this, because in 2006, do you know he was the guy that discovered that the antiviral drug Tamiflu could be rendered ineffective in patients also taking the anti-clotting drug Plavix? But I'd like him even more if he acknowledged the fact of the Cochrane collaboration that Tamiflu doesn't work any more than the flu shots do. So if you want to lose your life, Ally may be for you. If you want to lose weight, just eat cleaner foods. Increase your omega-3 essential fats, good healthy fats, and, of course, exercise just a wee bit more, shall you? Do like Santa Claus. Be active, but more than once a year. Question, are you a Jedi Knight? We're going to hear from one after the break. Yeah, that's right.
All right.
The Jedi Knight religion. And Super Don, appreciate you hooking us up.
Yay.
We'll find out what the real deal behind that in the United Kingdom is after this.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This week we learned that the United Kingdom has a growing new religion, and they said it's seventh on the list there. And I got some feedback from some of our listeners over there, Fausti from Fausti's blog, The Great Libertarian. He says the reason is, well, actually we're going to hold off on the reason. I want to find out directly from one of the Jedi Knights in England. We have someone on the line. Super Don, can you bring him up?
Yeah.
Yes, is he there?
Here he is.
Hello. Sir, are you there?
Hello, is this on?
Yes, it is. It is. You're there. You're on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we're checking in. I had rumor that you were one of the Jedi Knight, and they put us in touch in England. And I just want to check to see, first, have we got the right guy?
Yeah, I'm really a Jedi Knight. Now, listen, is this a game show?
Not a game show, just a talk show.
Am I really talking to America?
You are. You're on with America and the rest of the world. I'll tell you after the fact how many people will hear you. But I do want to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind, about your Jedi Knight status.
It's fine, but I'm midway through a Call of Duty. I put it on pause, so you've got about 5 minutes of my time.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. First of all, can we have your name?
Well, you can call me Admiral Akbar.
That's perfect. Okay, Admiral. Why are you a Jedi Knight? Of all the religions of the world, this new one that seems to be made up based on a movie in England, or not a movie, I guess, yeah, that may be filmed there too, I don't know, but why are you a Jedi Knight?
It was filmed at one of the studios in London that they filmed the James Bond movies, that they filmed a lot of the early Star Wars here.
The Pinewood Studios, that's right.
Pinewood Studios, yeah.
Yeah, so what is it, why did you become a Jedi Knight?
Well, it's natural. You know, I'm 36 and I grew up with it. We all grew up with these movies. And they're so far in our heads, we can't get them out. So there's nothing to do. You buy all the toys and, you know, you fantasize about Carrie Fisher. It's not great looking, but you do. And you get older and you want meaning. So you go back and you read a script, and it's not a great script. You know, George Lucas wasn't a great writer, but there are some lines there that will give you an idea. Like, the Jedi Knights were the guardians of peace and justice in the Old Republic, and you think, well, that's not bad, right? You know, to be
the guardians of peace and justice. So there is an appeal there, I guess, if you're not into war and violence.
Right, right. Only in the games is war and violence fun. Is it amusing in games? But in real life, it's not. You know, it's not great in real life. You can tell if you've ever, I don't know, had a nose broken in school, or some bully twisted your finger until your sister had to beat him up.
Yeah, that happens. That happens on the school grounds of America as well. Now, Admiral, isn't it true, though, that you didn't just do this on a whim to because you liked some of the script, even though not all of it was great? Isn't it true that this was in response to a census question the United Kingdom government was asking you about your religion?
Don't walk down that path. No, no, no. We're really Jedi Knights. Don't bring the government into it. We don't want any trouble.
Well, I have reason to believe from others in England that are listeners to this program, they tip me off to say that this isn't a real religion. It's a response to the government's overly inquisitive prying of your own personal beliefs or business.
No, these are not the personal beliefs you're looking for.
Well, they're the personal beliefs somebody was asking about, because why would seventh largest religion in the United Kingdom, Jedi Knight?
No, these are not the personal beliefs you're looking for. Move along. Move along. I'm trying the Jedi mind trick.
It's not working. I'm still on topic here, not on point. I think there's an important story that I wish you would just... listen, I'm not from the UK government.
Robert, this is why I became a Jedi Knight. Ready? Here, I found it in the canon. You know, we have all the things written down. We have monthly meetings, and we write down the important bits of information. So here it is. The Force is what gives the Jedi its power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us and penetrates us and binds the galaxy together. You know, when the first time I read that, I thought that sounds kind of S&M, surrounding and penetrating. But then I thought about it, and I thought, oh, it's spiritual.
What part of England are you from?
Kind of north.
North?
Not far from Scotland, but it's in the north. It's an old working town.
Okay. Well, so you're telling me, obviously you say you don't want any trouble from the government, and I respect that, and I appreciate that. But, you know, here in America, we have to claim religious exemption in order to protect our children from a medical and government assault with needles, vaccines.
Well, come on, we both know better than that. America's a police state. You can't go into the airport without being impregnated by one of your TSA agents.
I might have to become a Jedi Knight if that would protect me from TSA.
That's exactly right. See, you might be a Jedi Knight and not know it. Look, I've got to go back. I'm between Call of Duty and Halo, and I've got weapons that I've got to upgrade.
Okay. Admiral, I appreciate the time here. A little fascinating journey into the set. Well, it used to be the fourth largest religion, I just learned. Now it's the seventh, so are people leaving your religion in droves, or it doesn't seem to be growing?
Going underground. Everybody's to go underground these days.
Mm.
You can't do anything anymore. Do you know the 13 cameras on within four blocks of here if you just walk down the road?
Yeah, I did see evidence of that in Star Wars, even. There wasn't an Orwellian perspective of monitoring every movement, but there certainly was an evil empire.
Yeah. Now, hold on. Listen, Halo is calling. Good to talk with you.
All right, Admiral Ackmar, thank you for being available for us. I won't mention that your sister just texted me from England and mentioned the words Chewbacca. I won't ask. All right, I think he's gone. Listen, this is interesting because I did hear, as I mentioned, from Fausti's blog, and he actually did say that the reason that people were becoming Jedi Knights was because the government was asking the question on the Census Bureau, you know, the Census Bureau like we have here in America, what's your religion? And a lot of Brits actually like liberty. Maybe not a lot, but some do. They certainly the ones that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And this is a Super Don. Do you have Liam on the line? Because I wanted to talk to him about this. He's doing the Summer of 74 comics. He's got a lot of backstory on all the Star Wars stuff. Do we have Liam on the line? Liam, are you there?
Here he is.
Hey,
Liam. Welcome. Welcome, my friend.
Robert.
Nice to hear from you on a Healing Revolution Friday. We just went to the United Kingdom. I don't know where the guy's accent was from. I'm not an expert there. It says northern part, but he claimed to be a Jedi Knight. We covered a story. And you've been doing a lot of Star Wars stuff with your comic stuff. They have started the Jedi Knight religion there because they don't want the government intruding on whatever their religious beliefs might happen to be.
Yeah, I got to figure that out myself. I mean, every time I go to, I mean, I need protection. Every time I go to the airport, I want to tell them, like, don't mess with my stuff. Don't x-ray my food.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know. I need something, you know, because I really do have a different religion, apparently, than most of the people here in the United States. And I don't know what to call it. So maybe I should look at this Jedi thing. I think I'm more of a Taoist, but I mean, they're pretty close, right?
Taoism. Well, it could be like, you know, the same thing as a Mennonite to an Amish, the Taoist to the Jedi Knight.
Right. Or a Shaker to a Quaker.
That's true. The Shaker to the Quaker. Very good. Now, it's a serious issue, too. And I just wanted to spotlight it a little bit because I've been, you know, participating with my son's middle school classes. They've been really going heavy into the Holocaust. And this is obviously a very serious and heavy issue. But when we see the police state encroaching in so many areas in the UK, the guy mentioned cameras, 13 cameras on every corner. They're putting like little microphone speakers two way so they can actually hear conversations under street lamps. That the idea that you would claim Jedi Knight religion, I think it makes perfect sense to me with what's going on. It's almost science fiction what's happening in Great Britain.
Yeah, it's a funny place. I mean, I haven't been there for years. I was only there briefly, but I love so much of the arts and culture. It's a rough and tumble island.
Yes.
From Boadicea to, I don't know, Henry V, Henry VIII, to the Victorian Elizabeth. So it's a wonderfully picturesque history full of all kinds of seedy stuff, murder, a lot of sexual misbehavior, all the stuff that people enjoy to watch. In video series, but I know that they've had great strife over immigration. I know that there's a skinhead population there that is from the disenfranchised working class that, you know, used to work in mills and the satanic mills, as they were called in who wrote that? It was Engels, I think, a philosopher.
Mm-hmm.
But. And it was another poet too, but then you know you have also the chic, you know, London and the upper class and the posh aspect that we're all sold. But no, England's a fantastic mix, but it's also a fantastic mess because they have instituted a kind of police state there, and I don't know what to make of it. I know that what they do or what they've done, we've followed suit, or what we've done, they've followed suit. We dragged them into the Iraq War.
Well, yeah, that it's interesting how the whole history from the colonies to the independence, and some question, you know, who's ruling who anymore? I don't know. But I do find it interesting, the movement there. And again, it was bigger in 06 when it was the fourth largest claimed religion. Now it's only the seventh. But I think it's born out of the creativity.
Wait. What was what?
What was what?
What was third and seventh? What?
Oh, I'm sorry. In 2006, the Jedi Knight religion was the fourth largest. And I didn't realize that when I heard this story this week. I thought it was new, but now it's seventh, so obviously there's less people. Or maybe there's more immigrants of other religions coming in. I don't know. But I find it a creative solution to some degree. The idea that you would begin to claim a religious, let's say, a belief system or exemption to something. And I don't know what the religious freedom, how far it extends in Great Britain. You know, the guy mentioned that you have to be Protestant or Catholic. I don't know. But can you, participate in any other religion?
I don't know. It just highlights my own problem because I really don't fit in with what most Americans do. And I mean, all these invasions of privacy when traveling, all the crazy kinds of food things. I mean, it's against my personal religion to eat GMO food, but there's no religion in America that makes that stand. You know, the Catholic, the Christian, the Protestant, the Jewish, and the Muslim haven't come out and said, you know, it's against our philosophical spiritual beliefs to eat this kind of stuff. So I have to find a religion that does. I have to convert to all the way to Buddhism or Hinduism or just Liamism.
Liamism, that's right. Well, what about the religious belief in not being spied upon? I mean, couldn't that be a religion that we could found here in America, much less there in Great Britain, to stop the Orwellian, overreach?
That's interesting because Orwell, right, was a British reporter.
That's right.
I mean, he's a Brit. And then he wrote 1984 and 1948 about what he saw happening. And we're in it. And people don't know it. The joke about 1984, the thing that Orwell didn't see, is that you wouldn't have to put cameras everywhere. You'd have to just hand them to people.
Yes, and we call that Facebook.
Yeah, and they'd film themselves all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember in the beginning of the small camera phase, you just had girls putting them... I mean, I saw news reports. Okay.
I don't know that. Let's take a break. Stick around, Liam.
When the girls in the colleges and they'd be like, oh, is this ethical or not? But so that can happen. In fact, if the listeners want to just Google college, go ahead.
No, I'm taking a break, Liam. It is Healing Revolution Friday. We're going to elevate the discussion if it's at all possible. It's been quite a week here, intense. So let us blow off some steam, shall we? Yes, let's. We'll be right back. Liam Sheff is on the Robert Scott Bell Show for one more segment.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancer using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WebSeed.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Scott Bell Show.
He's back for one more segment, and no more. No, a lot more. Liam Sheff, my good friend, Healing Revolution, moving into the weekend. We sometimes do a little movie review. This is sort of a retro movie review come to life, where the movies become reality and everybody becomes a Jedi Knight. Yeah, and I know we could make fun of the folks in England for becoming Jedi Knights, but I actually didn't want to take that tag. Yes, it's funny, too, but at the same time, it's really serious. And it's a creative solution to some degree. It's a creative solution. I like the creative solutions. I like the creativity involved in that. And, you know, we celebrate creativity here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is that a test time for me?
You're here. Oh, Lee, I almost forgot you were here. You're so quiet.
Did I say something?
Say something.
Something.
Thank you. That was for my 11, 12-year-old, almost 13-year-old. Oh, my gosh. I almost have a teenager.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, the end of the month. I think he's already there, but yeah, officially.
Yeah, he's out on the rifle range.
Yeah, he is. He's out with British Special Forces learning to protect his family. Super Don's been through a lot of teenagers, so I always ask him for advice, too.
Right. I shot guns. I had a weird, often terrible childhood, but it was like a little big man. It was, what do they call those? A picaresque. It's a story with so many different little subplots, and you don't really know how you feel about everything that your protagonist does, but you just sort of follow him along through this rogues gallery.
Yes.
One of the things that I did, though, when I was a kid was I shot guns. I went to a terrible. I hated the summer camp. I just hated it there. I was too young. Mm-hmm. But I liked going to the rifle range, and we would just bang, bang, bang. And these little bronze shell casings would pop out, pop, pop, pop. Mm-hmm. And we'd collect them. And, you know, you just never, I don't know. Like, you watch people in the movies and they get shot 12 times, but because they want to, they just get up and you're like, no, that would never
happen. No, if you actually have been around this and really doing it, that's why I encourage. I didn't grow up that way either. Well, no, I didn't actually. In fact, the first time I shot a gun was one of my oldest friends. He was a farm boy, a farm family. Took me out to the farm, and he gave me a 30-30, which is, a form of a shotgun. And I was so intimidated that I literally missed the broadside of a barn. Literally. The first shot. I was so intimidated by it. So scared, even. And, that was my upbringing, because my parents really weren't around it at all. It wasn't part of our upbringing. And yet my son, who, loved the video games, the shoot 'em up video games. And this was an interesting thing, by the way, because you did a video game thing with Joni when you co-hosted the program last week or so, right?
Yeah, she hates video games, and I kind of do too. Mm-hmm. But of course, I played them, and she never did. So I kind of, she has reasons that have to do with the way that some of the men that she's known have acted.
Okay.
And I don't like them because they're a drug. They program you. They're an incredible waste of time.
Oh, they definitely suck you in and turn you off to the outside world. But what was interesting here, Liam, and I think you'll appreciate this. I hadn't raised my kids around guns, but not to fear them either. But now my son is of the age, and we took him out, and I've taken him out shooting a few times, but nothing like the intense session we did a couple of weeks back in an outdoor range where he literally got to shoot things, AK-47s, AR-15, AK-74, I mean, literally, and rifles. And this kid is hitting the mark 100 yards away. And the British Special Forces guy was impressed, and I thought, okay, this is interesting. And what the side benefit of this is, and this, moms and dads out there, if you're concerned that your kids are too much into the shoot 'em up war video games, I don't know if this will work for everyone, but it worked for us. My son comes back to play his whatever the war game is that's so popular. For 4.5 minutes, less than 5 minutes later, he turned it off and said, "This game sucks." That was
That's interesting. I mean, he really liked playing those, and I hope that sticks, because, that's why I don't like video games. There's nothing real about them. It's sort of a low-level drip away of aggression or whatever's bothering you. It's a very low-level drip, but you can't quite get away from it. And the beta waves that are happening between you and the television and the flicker and the kind of strobing response of the TV in your brain, I think is... overall, it creates a strong addictive propensity.
Yeah.
Right?
So I think it can be overwhelmed, though, with strong physical stimuli, and that, you're engaged in the world. You're working in the dirt. You're doing something that's not just meaningless, and I'm not saying chores are meaningless, but I mean, there's something more to it. There's something about it that you're engaged in. You can see in a something that happened. And I saw that because it's lasted weeks now. He hasn't gone back to it.
That's
so
good.
Something shifted is the point I'm saying here.
I'd rather do any physical chore. I'd much rather dig a garden. I'd rather do the dishes. I'd rather do anything than play a video game, because you just feel drained and you feel addicted, and you have this goal that's not a real goal, and it doesn't go anywhere. And if you achieve it, you don't get anything, and it's a huge letdown. I don't know. I feel like, and so I get a little angry now at this generation, unfortunately, that's been poisoned by culture, generation lost in space, I guess.
Yeah,
we're lost in the media box.
Are you talking about nerds?
Yeah, but not. I mean, that's nerd is a fun term, and everybody's nerdy for something, right?
True.
But there's a kind of thing that happens when people aren't really physically active, and they don't grow up in the dirt, and they're protected against all of the bad things in the world, like germs, because people are paranoid and terrified. And it's good to be protected against some things, but you do have to go out and skin your knee and jump around, and you have to play in the dirt. And so the world is so scary now for parents that they just don't, kids don't hang around in the neighborhood on their own at night. By the way, none of the stuff that was ever bad that happened to me, I know it's happened to some people, but it never happened to me when I was out bike riding. It happened to me when I was with adults.
That's interesting. I can remember that similarly, too. The trouble I would get into with other kids was more or less, you know, you build a ramp and you jump it and you wreck and you get hurt.
Yeah, like kind of you stuff. Skin your knee.
Right.
I remember trying to ice pick up. Okay.
What? No, I don't want to know that.
It was a steep hill. It was probably a 30-degree grade. It was a really steep hill.
Uh-huh.
It was very, very steep. It was steep in the summertime. And in the winter, it would rain and then snow and then snow and then freeze. And so it formed a thick sheet of ice. And I thought I could pickaxe up it with an umbrella. And I went down on my jaw.
Oh.
And my upper buck tooth, you know, my front tooth, went right through my lip. And it just burst open like confetti.
Oh, my gosh. So you had the hill turned red. The hills have a lot of red now.
No, I can still feel the scar on the inside. But
wow,
great! It was a great lesson.
Tell you what, that would do. I think we've all had some of those.
I get a little mad at the nerds of America,
mm-hmm.
And I know it's not entirely their fault, but they're the ones who have to fix it. They can sit on the internet and they can write 20 and 30 page dissertations about why Prometheus wasn't the greatest movie that it was supposed to be. And it's a really good movie. There's some stupid parts, but it's a good movie. And then they'll write 5-star, you know, I think Amazon.com has something like 1,000 or 1,200 5-star reviews for the Avengers movie, which was a ridiculous movie, absolutely ridiculous about, you know, guys, human beings who have sort of godlike powers, which doesn't make any sense if it's supposed to be realistic. And I wonder what's happening to the overall intellect. I wonder what's happening to the overall critical sense, because The Godfather was Godfather 2 is a 5-star movie, and The 400 Blows is a 5-star movie. And, you know, there are other films from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 40s that are 5-star movies, but The Avengers is not a 5-star movie. It's not a 5-star movie. It's what's called a B movie. And I sort of wonder if people aren't living enough that they don't see when I watch something like that, and I watch a guy in an aluminum foil suit fall from outer space and hit the ground, I go, well, he's dead now.
Well, you can't just suspend reality, can you? Gravity doesn't work in sci-fi films the same way.
You know, some things have to matter. You have to create a universe in which some
it doesn't make sense at that point. You're right.
Right.
But I have friends of mine that, yes, I like them, but they didn't like Star Wars just because it couldn't happen. I won't suspend belief enough for something like that to happen.
But Star Wars worked in terms of its own internal logic. They have spaceships, but nobody could fall out of a building in a little metal wrapper and be okay. You know, they'd still die. They had death in the first three Star Wars. They don't have it in the new sort of Transformers kind of movie. There's nothing that can hurt anybody. And, you know, when your son goes out and shoots a real gun and he feels the butt of the gun push his shoulder back and make a slight bruise, he goes, oh, this is a different thing.
Yes.
This is very different.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually real. It has consequences. It has weight, and it has great force. And it's not something that's a toy, because any of these things, these have to be treated with care. These shells have to be machined very carefully, because if any of them explode, it will blind me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, the idea of what's real and what's fake is something that I think we just don't know anymore culturally. And I know that sounds like a very existential crisis to be in. But I just am aware that a lot of Americans don't seem to be able to tell what's real from what's fake.
Well, isn't that because of the lack of critical thinking? I guess there's some critical thinking, like these guys and gals on the web that are writing movie reviews to some degree. But where's the critical thinking? Like, you know, we put up Eddie and DeHarvin, right? He writes and says, hey, can you put this out there a little bit more about the whole HIV nonsense, this viral load thing? Because, like, all right, we've blown through the test. Who's arguing with us on the test, right? It's ridiculous. Read it in official stories, whole chapter on it. But, okay, then some people go, but what about viral load, right? So why aren't those people that are able to sort of semi-critically look at a movie like Prometheus? You like Prometheus. Not everybody liked it the same way. But why aren't they applying that same level of critical thinking and questioning of these other things that are important to us?
I love that. That's the question I ask all the time. You meet people and they're very, very bright about one thing or two things or five things, but then they have their precious thing that they won't think about. And I'm not generally, it's either been my blessing or my curse for the majority of, that's sort of my life, you know, quest. Like if you say, think about this, I'll go, okay. You know, think about this. Okay. But, you know, but isn't it special to you? Yeah, it's special to me, but I'll think about it.
Did you think? Did you make a My Precious reference? Because The Hobbit's supposed to open yesterday or today or something.
Universe. Yeah. When one director gets six movies out of one property, it's the end of the universe.
That's crazy. Precious thing that they won't think about. That's interesting. I like the way you said there. The one precious thing that you want. So you'll critically think about a lot of things. It's like the people that are very intelligent in politics and economics. I've kind of been urging them to come on over here with the health, and some of them have. They've actually expanded, but it was completely blind. It was an area of, I have no idea. I'll still believe the doctors, and these are smart people. Now they've, some of them are smartened up and going, oh, I was duped there too. That was my point. Your point too is like, how many places were we duped? Oh, every place. And so we've not shut down the critical thinking to, as far as I know, one precious place we can't question.
Oh, no, my precious.
My precious.
It is my precious.
That's why that was a great reference, the way you said it.
Filthy Bagginses trying to take away my precious. That's the way I feel about the people on the web sometimes. If you argue with them, they're golems. Filthy Preciouses trying to take away my HIV. Well, I guess you can have it, but the test still doesn't work, whatever you think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've embraced. I didn't want to embrace The Hobbit. You know, this is one book. It should not be three movies. I can't believe people are going to waste 9-10 hours of their lives. Let me tell you what happens at the end. They kill the dragon. Everybody's happy. The end.
I mean, but the book's been out long enough. Don't people know that?
Yes, spoiler alert, the book's 100 years old.
It's funny because I have been seeing some people mentioning it. I'm going to see The Hobbit. Don't spoil it for me. It's like, you don't know the ending yet? How did that happen? How did you get out of school without knowing about The Hobbit? Okay.
I know. I don't know. I don't know why I'm very confused at this whole phenomena. I thought this was something that all boys outgrew when they were 12. Mm. I'm very confused about the whole Hobbit, Lord of the Rings. A lot of hairy guys on a journey.
I think.
No women.
Steven Tyler's daughter in this one, The Hobbit, coming up?
I think so. I wish.
Okay.
No, there don't need to be any women in it of any sort. And now, listen, I have my pet theories about Tolkien and The Hobbit, but I won't get into those now.
Oh, thank you. Please. No, don't. Thank you.
I'm not going to. I'm pausing.
All right. I just want to be sure of your opportunity because we're about out of time here on this Healing Revolution Friday.
Longest medieval homoerotic romp. Go ahead.
All right. No, I'm not going to even say have at it. Liam, thank you so much for another great discussion. I really appreciated your article this week on, what is a scientist? I think a lot of people got a lot out of it. So very much appreciate you doing that and coming on board to talk about it as well.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Aye, Captain. I can't do it, Captain. All right. Go get a dilithium crystal and we'll call you in the morning.
Aye, Captain. She'll blow up. I just want to see the Star Trek where they go, Captain. If we push her any further, she'll... And then, that's it.
Too late. Yeah, that would be a just ending at one of the episodes anyway. At least one ship for that. Anyway, breather. It's almost the weekend. Liam, have a wonderful one. Get out there in the sunshine the 1 hour a day you get it way up there, okay?
You know it.
That's a boy. That's a boy. All right, Liam, thanks again. We'll be back to wrap up the show. Another great week of broadcasting.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, my friends, the weekend is almost here, but I don't know if you had taken the time to read John Rappaport's latest article, and it's basically titled, Don't Let Your Child See a Psychiatrist Ever.
Ever.
And on the Robert Scott Bell Facebook page, Robert Scott Bell Show Facebook page, you could sign up and like it, and you can get updates there as well. Published and linked it, and there was a comment. I think we upset a listener or a reader one way or another. Daniel McGuire, he commented, wow, that article is loaded with garbage. Yeah, how can you spread these lies without so much as a little bit of research to validate the author's claims?
You know, we're just always shooting from the hip around here.
Rappaport, one of the most amazing investigative journalists, shooting from the hip. He's not. Let's see. Daniel says, one of which is the claim that there is no diagnostic testing for mental disorders. On the contrary, there's plenty, including MRIs. Excuse me, Daniel. Where's the plenty? And MRIs do not diagnose chemical imbalances. If anything, they will diagnose or identify brain injury, which is a whole different story here. Right. Which even brain injury, we would argue, does not need a psychiatric drug coming out of the realm of the CIA's MKUltra. Oh, no. Did I say that? MKUltra? Oh, it looks like Daniel took offense to that. Yeah, he says this. Don't get me wrong. He says he thinks that children are over-medicated. So I'm not trashing Daniel. I'm just reacting to what he wrote here. He said there's a genuine need that some people have to correct chemical imbalances and brain disorders.
We don't argue that.
But the fact is there's no test to determine the chemical imbalance. And MRIs don't do it. And what way do you restore that balance?
And what does a psychiatrist do to restore that balance?
Nothing. No nutrition.
They prescribe drugs.
Where's the psychiatrist prescribing heavy metal detoxification?
Yeah.
Ain't there. Not there.
So now, the point is not seeing a psychiatrist. And if you want to address the chemical imbalance, let's do it a different way other than what a psychiatrist is going to recommend.
Yeah. Yeah, this is where he says just the fact that the author, John Rappaport, mentions MKUltra should be a huge red flag flapping in the breeze. Why? Why is that a red flag? MKUltra, a lot of the psychiatric drugs are based on what they discovered in CIA's MKUltra, Daniel. The red flag is flapping around your head or you're covering your eyes if you can't handle looking at that. So Daniel thinks that Rappaport's paranoid with a touch of schizophrenia. Good Lord. Are you making that diagnosis based on some chemical analysis we're not aware of, Daniel, that doesn't exist in the psychiatric office? He's very cutesy about this. He says, I'm sure there's a name for the kind of disorder that Rappaport displays here. Yes, there is, Daniel. It's called critical thinking. Why don't you try it for
What is it? Oppositional?
Defiance disorder?
Defiance disorder. ODD? Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, Daniel, we appreciate your comments, but they're rooted in high-level ignorance, and that's okay. You can get over that.
That's okay. Yeah. If he doesn't like John Rappaport, you don't have to like John Rappaport when John is on. If you want to, go watch Dr. Oz, because obviously you agree a little bit more with him than you do with John.
Or maybe even Doctor Who. Go get a little sci-fi going in there.
There you go.
Because you believe that the MRI can do things that it cannot do. The point is, and you know, the question about these SSRI drugs and other things, is it never helped anybody? Well, no, I can say that I know some people that have been really, not psychiatrically, we won't say it in that their terms, but whacked out, right? And they get on these drugs, suddenly they're functional, right? Semi-functional. But it's a very high cost, and you never know if you're the one that goes off into the homicidal, suicidal realm, you know, that increases the worst parts of what drove you to a psychiatrist and to take the drugs in the first place. All John is saying and all we've been saying for years is, can we please look at this nutritionally? How many times have I said parents that said, oh, I tried everything. I said, did you try getting your kid off of excitotoxins, additives, preservatives, flavorings, GMOs? Did you detoxify from heavy metals? Oh, no, we didn't try that. And on it goes down. Okay, you tried everything. That's right. Well, we don't let you get away with that here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I appreciate you riding with us this week. We got a lot more healing to go. We'll be back on Sunday on the GCN version. And Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Pitar will be back as well. In the meantime, have a wonderful weekend. Create a wonderful weekend. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.